Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A long-lost ghost. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
One of the first dramatic TV shows involved a presenter dressed up as a ghost and told ghastly stories of murder victims. No recordings of it exist. This is The Television Ghost.
Ooh,
I've been very into lost media lately, and we've done a bit of it, and I thought this one was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty dark and I think paved a way for a lot of things like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
And like a lot of things from the late 1800s through the 1930s and a little beyond, a lot of things have been lost for many reasons.
Yeah. I think we think because it's on TV or because it's being broadcast and recorded temporarily that these things like exist forever, but they really don't.
And they weren't thinking, oh, these things should be archival.
Exactly.
These things should be preserved. They're just like, oh, we're just trying out. This whole medium is new. We don't know about nostalgia.
Yeah.
We don't know about history. We're just giving something a shot, and especially something like The Television Ghost is not something where they thought, like, oh, this is going to be important. We're going to try to break some ground with it. And I thought that was pretty compelling. Long before the era of sophisticated special effects and elaborate storytelling that defines modern horror television, there was The Television Ghost. This pioneering yet largely forgotten series made its debut in 1931 during the infancy of television broadcasting. Though its run was brief and its episodes lost to time, The Television Ghost holds a significant place in the history of television as one of the earliest attempts to bring horror to the small screen. The Television Ghost aired on W2XAB, an experimental station operated by CBS in New York. The show was broadcast live from a studio at the station, and like many early television programs, it was a product of its time, simple, experimental, and by modern standards, rather crude. Yet it was groundbreaking in concept, presenting a format that would become a staple in television history, the horror anthology series.
Ooh.
The series was hosted by George Ketling, who played the ghost of each episode. Ketling, dressed in eerie makeup and a ghastly shroud, would recount the tales of the recently deceased. Each episode featured the ghost of a murder victim who would describe the circumstances of their death and lament their fate. The format was akin to a one-man performance, with Ketling's ghostly character addressing the audience directly. A little bit, I think, of what true crime is now.
Absolutely.
To what we do now.
Yeah.
Was kind of happening almost 100 years ago via The Television Ghost. Despite its groundbreaking nature, The Television Ghost was primitive in many ways. The show relied heavily on the eerie monologues delivered by Ketling, as the technology of the time did not allow for much in the way of visual effects or complex storytelling. The ghostly tales were simple and straightforward, more akin to campfire stories than the elaborate plots of later horror series. The lack of surviving recordings of The Television Ghost make it difficult to fully assess the show's impact and quality. There are a few images used for advertising that I've seen, but that's about it. TV recording technology was virtually non-existent at the time, and most broadcasts were lost to the ether as soon as they aired. However, contemporary accounts suggest the show, while rudimentary, was effective in creating a spooky atmosphere and capturing the imaginations of early television viewers. While The Television Ghost did not enjoy a long run, nor achieve widespread fame, its influence can be seen in many horror anthology series that followed. Shows like Alfred Hitchcock Presents, The Twilight Zone, and Tales from the Crypt owe a debt to the format pioneered by The Television Ghost. The concept of a host guiding viewers through a series of chilling tales became a defining feature of the horror anthology genre. The Television Ghost represents an important chapter in the history of TV itself. It was a product of the time when TV was still finding its voice, experimenting with different formats and pushing the boundaries of what was possible with the medium.
I love it.
It makes you wish it was existing.
I wish I could see it. And again, it just goes back to like, Yeah, the dawn of TV is like an entertainment medium and just people trying things, people like doing crazy things because, you know, these networks were like, yeah, you can do it here. Here you go. Let's see how it goes, you know, versus now we're like, you know, these kind of ways of
incubating things.
Yeah, it's like it calcified. Everything is like a machine now. You know, you can't just have a ghost tell horror stories on TV late into the night.
Though it may not be as well remembered as other television milestones, it remains a significant part of the story of television's evolution. The television ghost may be a forgotten relic of television history, but its contribution to the development of horror on the small screen is undeniable. As one of the first attempts to bring the genre to television, it paved the way for many iconic horror anthology series that followed. While the show itself may be lost to time, its legacy endures in the continued popularity of television horror, a testament to the enduring appeal of a good ghost story.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.